وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, This is the class from the book البلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى, كتاب الزكاة, حديث 490. قال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن علي, أي مروي عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه, قال: ليس في البقر العوامل صدقة. رواه أبو داود والدارقطني, والراجح وقفه أيضا. ناري علي رضي الله عنه: There's no sadaqa on the working cattle. There is no zakah on the working cattle, reported by Abu Dawood. And Ad-Darqutni, the stronger view is that this hadith is mawquf, meaning saying of a companion. And that's the case also. وعن عمر بن الشعيب عن أبيه عن جده, حديث 491. وعن عمر بن الشعيب عن أبيه عن جده عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من ولي يتيما له مال فليتجر به, فليتجر له. من ولي يتيما له مال فليتجر له ولا يتركه, ولا يترك حتى تأكله الصدقة. عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من ولي يتيما له مال فليتجر له ولا يتركه حتى تأكله صدقة. رواه الترمذي والدارقطني, وإسناده ضعيف, وله شاهد مرسل عند الشافعي. حديث 491. ناري لعمرو بن شعيب, may Allah be pleased with him, on his father رضي الله عنه, on his father's authority, from his grandfather, Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is the guardian of an orphan who has wealth, he must trade with it and not leave it till the zakah consumes it. Whoever is the guardian of an orphan who has wealth, he must trade with it and not leave it till the zakah consume it. Reported by At-Tirmidhi and Ad-Darqutni, and it is isnad chain is weak. It has a supporting narration which is mursal, missing link in the chain after the tabi'i, reported by Al-Shafi'i. In this narration, that there is zakah on the wealth of the orphan. There is zakah on the wealth of the orphan if the conditions of paying it is established. Naam, because the ulama, they say zakah is not mandatory on the individual, is mandatory on the wealth. So regardless who owns, orphan, male, female, as long that wealth is there and it reaches the nisab, and the year round, the zakah is due. وعن عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاه قوم بصدقتهم قال: اللهم صل عليهم, اللهم صل عليهم. متفق عليه. ناري عبد الله بن أبي أوفى, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, he said, Whenever people used to bring the zakah, the sadaqah, to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, "Oh Allah, bless them. Oh Allah, bless them, agreed upon." This is what's legislated for the one who accepts the zakah from the people, to make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah, خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, and make dua for them. Salli means from the Prophet ﷺ is dua. From the Muslims is praising, "Oh Allah, salli ala nabi," means, "Oh Allah, praise and say good about Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, "Allahumma salli alayhi." Another hadith, "Allahumma salli ala Abi Awfa." وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن العباس سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في تعجيل صدقته قبل أن تحل فرخص له في ذلك, رواه الترمذي والحاكم. Narrated Ali, may Allah be pleased with him. Al-Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about paying his zakah in advance before it become due. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about paying his zakah in advance before it become due, and he gave him permission. And he gave him permission to do that. Reported by At-Tirmidhi and Al-Hakim. In this hadith, that is allowed to pay the zakah in advance, as long as it reach the nisab. People ask this question many times, the people of knowledge. Somebody has a zakah. He has a zakah. For instance, let us say he has $2,000. And so it reached the nisab. What is the nisab of the money again? To $50. La, the nisab, no. Okay. Barakallah. The nisab is where the wealth, the limit, the amount the wealth should reach in order the zakat to be due on. So the nisab of the money we said is the nisab of the silver. And the nisab of the silver is 595 gram. 595 gram. So when you have a money equal to the value of 595 gram of silver, then you have the nisab. So we mentioned last time one brother checked, he said, "Well, 300. Yes? $428. Around that, $428. That's the value of 595 gram of silver. So someone who has $500, for instance, this is the nisab. In order the zakat to be due, what's the second condition? He has to have it for 1 year. So tonight somebody give him $500. Is there zakat on him? Good. No. He saw a very poor person, very desperate Muslim. Can he give it and has the intention as zakat? Yes. That's what this narration is about. Okay. He can give it in advance. For a reason, there is somebody who is in need, he can give it. Okay. How about instead of having the nisab 480 something, he has $300 and he sees the poor person. Can he give him the zakah as a zakah? but not zakah. Not zakah. Because the zakah is not the nisab didn't reach yet. Okay. So that's what the hadith is about. Another reason, for instance, it's in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Person, he had this money, $500, for instance, 6 months. Is there zakah on him? No. Until another 6 months. Can he pay ahead of time? Because in Ramadan, he doesn't want to forget. So he want to pay all the time his zakah on Ramadan. He can do that. He can give it ahead of time. He can give it in advance. As long the first condition of reaching the nisab is there. Not before that. Sheikh Thaymin has one of his poems in his Manzumat Usul al-Fiqh wa Qawa'idi, which mentioned this as a principle that you can make before that then I forget it. طيب next hadith عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس فيما دون خمس أواق من الورق صدقة وليس فيما دون خمس ذود من الإبل صدقة وليس فيما دون خمسة أوسق من التمر صدقة رواه مسلم ولو من حديث أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه ليس فيما دون خمسة أوساق من تمر ولا حب صدقة وأصل حديث أبي سعيد متفق عليه. This hadith from hadith 494 narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no zakah, no sadaqah is payable on less than five awqiyah, around 595 grams of silver, nor on less than five heads of camel, nor on less than five awsuq, about 652.8 kilograms of dates. So this is the new, what's new in this hadith? We took before there is zakah on there. What was the property that there was zakah so far? On the camel, on the cow, the sheep, gold, silver. Now we have new information, which is the dates. This hadith collected by Imam Muslim, again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no zakah is payable on less than five awqiyah. Five awaqin. Awqiyah is 595 gram of silver, nor in less than five heads of camel, nor on less than five awsuq. Is about 652.8 kilograms of dates. The dates. So there is zakah on the dates. A Muslim reported from the hadith of Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no sadaqah, no zakah is payable on less than five awsuq of dates or grains. Or grains. The basic meaning of this hadith, of the hadith, is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In the footnote number 3, according to the present day measurement, the amount of zakah payable on every 20 mound of grain, means 8 quintals, shall amount to the value of 1 mound of grain, meaning 40 kilograms approximately. 40 kilograms. In case the quantity of grain happens to be less than 8 quintals, no zakah is obligatory on it. 8 quintals is equal to 5 wasqa, which is stated in the hadith. In case someone owns more than 85 grams of gold, zakah becomes obligatory on him. In case someone owns silver exceeding 595 grams, in quantity, it is an obligation on him to pay the zakah. In the next hadith, hadith of Salim ibn Abdullah an abihi an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, fima saqat al-sama'u wal-uyunu aw kana athariyan al-ushru wa fima suqiya bin-nadhi nisfu al-ushri. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Abi Dawud. Aw kana ba'lan al-ushru wa fima suqiya bis-sawani aw an-nadhi nisfu al-ushri. Hadith 495, narrated Salim ibn Abdullah on the authority of his father. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a tenth is payable on what's water by rain or a spring or by underground water, and a twentieth on what's water by irrigation through human effort. Reported by Bukhari, Abu Dawud has, when it means firm produce is water by underground water, a tenth is payable, but a twentieth is payable on what's water by irrigation, means water wheels, or that which is drawn up from a well by a farm animal. So now in this hadith, there is a difference between when it comes to the food. The farm, when it is the water, it's from the rain, it's from the river, it's from the and the like. And the other situation, which is this water, become by the effort of the people. It is the people who brought the water to the farm, either using the animal, horses, or their hands. Is different, the zakah is different. So fima saqat al-sama'u wal-uyunu aw kana athariyan al-ushru wa fima suqiya bin-nadhi nisfu al-ushri. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Abi Dawud aw kana ba'lan al-ushru wa fima suqiya bis-sawani aw an-nadhi nisfu al-ushri. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a tenth is payable on what's water by rain or spring or by underground water, and a twentieth on was water by irrigation, means through human effort. Reported by Al-Bukhari, Abu Dawud has, when it means from produce, the food is water by underground water, a tenth is payable, but a twentieth is payable on was water by irrigation, means water wells or that which is drawn up from a well by a farm animal. So one is one tenth and one is one twentieth. Al-ushru and nisf al-ushri. Al-ushru, nisf al-ushri. So if it is, let us say, 1,000 kilogram of dates, or of dates, for instance, this date palm is water by rain. 1,000 kilogram. We mentioned that the nisab was 652.8 kilogram. 652. So when you have 1,000 kilogram, it passed the nisab. If this water, the water on the farm is because of the rain Allah brought from Sama, the farmer man did nothing, there is how much the zakah is going to be. And when he watered it, he go to the well, he used the horse or donkey or cars, or even he himself carried the water, and he watered the farm, and the dates come. How much the zakah? What's the difference? The hadith says, al-ushru and nisful ushri. Al-ushru is one-tenth. So 1,000 kilogram of dates. What's one-tenth of it? 100. Al-ushru, one-tenth. 100. So 100 in that case. How about if this date is worn by the man, his effort? نصف العشر, half of that, which is 50. 50. That's when it comes to the grains, it comes to the dates, when it comes to the food. In next hadith, so if you are a farmer man and you it produces food, you must know these rules. Because it applies to you. You may have more, you may have less. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري ومعاذ رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لهما لا تأخذا في الصدقة إلا من هذه الأصناف إلا من هذه الأصناف الأربعة الشعير والحنطة والزبيب والتمر رواه الطبراني والحاكم وللدارقطني عن معاذ الدارقطني عن معاذ قال فأما القثاء والبطيخ والرمان والقصب فقد عفى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإسناده ضعيف فأما القثاء والبطيخ والرمان والقصب فقد عفى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإسناده ضعيف. This hadith 496 narrated Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and al-Mu'ad رضي الله عنهما, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, is when he sent them to Yemen, collected the zakah only on these four kinds, means of food, barley, wheat, raisins, and dates. Reported by At-Tirmidhi and Al-Hakim. Ad-Darqutni has, on the authority of Mu'ad, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but cucumber, watermelon, pomegranate, and al-qasab, sugar cane. Muhammad, you have the book? How you spell those four words? Read it. Jazakallah. He said, but, yes, Ad-Darqutni has on the authority of Mu'ad, he said, cucumber, okay. And then, watermelon, pomegranate, and sugarcane, barakallah. Those, the narration were exempted, meaning from the zakah, by Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh said, it is chain of narrators is weak. In this hadith, that zakah is mandatory on this, the barley, the wheat, the raisins, and dates. The ulama, there's a long mas'ala about the zakah when it comes to the food. What type of food the zakah is it due on? Is it those mentioned in the hadith, those specific ones like the barley, the grain, the raisins, the dates? Or anything which has the same meaning. It's either food, for instance, so any food the people use as a food, as a meal. Not like watermelon or banana, it's not a food. A food the people eat, it takes the same rule, or only it's limited to those. The majority of ulama, they say the meaning. Because that type of food was the food of the Muslims in Medina at the time of the Prophet. So other Muslims in another land may have other types of food. They eat as a food. They may not have barley. They may not have wheat there. They may have other food. It takes the same rule because of the meaning. Ala kullin. وعن سهل بن أبي حثمة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خرصتم فخذوا ودعوا الثلث، فإن لم تدعوا الثلث فدعوا الربع. رواه الخمسة إلا ابن ماجه وصاحب ابن حبان والحاكم. ناري لسهل بن أبي حثمة الله His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم order us when you estimate means the zakah, the sadaqah of fruits like dates, when you estimate, take them leaving a third. And if you do not have, do not leave a third, leave a quarter, means of the estimated sadaqah for the owner. Reported by Al-Khamsa except Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban Al-Hakim, Greater Eid Sahih, authentic. The meaning of Arabic word al-khars is to guess or estimate. An expert is estimation by looking at the grape, vines, or date palms about the quantity of its produce after maturing and ripening, such as a person must perform his duty with the utmost sincerity. The ruling for a zakah collector is that he should leave one third of the amount so as speculated. In case he doesn't approve of it, he must leave one fourth of the amount. Sometimes a traveler or a wayfarer may eat out of it, meaning the fruits, or at times the owner may present some of it to his neighbors and the like. So al-khars is that the people who are experts in the dates, they're experts in the grape, they look at the tree and they look the seeds, and then they say if this seed is continue growing, it will be this amount. It will be that amount, and based on that is considered. It's not necessarily wait until it finish, everything is ready. Al-khars. وهذا من المستثنيات استثناء تخفيفا على الناس وإلا الأصل مثلا بمثل. وعن عتاب بن أسيد أسيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يخرص العنب كما يخرص النخل وتؤخذ زكاته الزبيبة. رواه الخمسة وفيه انقطاع. 488 narrated Attab ibn Asid radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered to estimate zakah on grapevines. On grapevines. Just as it's done with palm trees. Just as it's done with palm trees. Then the zakah is to be paid in raisins, as the zakah on palm tree is paid in dry dates. So also, these two types of fruits, the dates and the grapes, are also estimated when it is on the tree. Even though this, as for sanad-wise, fi inqita' is disconnection. Reported by Al-Hakim, it has inqita' means missing links in the chain of ناريس. حديث 499 وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جدي أن امرأة أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعها ابنة لها وفي يد ابنتها مسكتان من ذهب وقال لها أتعطينا زكاة هذا؟ قالت لا. قال أيسرك أن يصورك الله بهما يوم القيامة سوارين من نار؟ أيسرك أن يصورك الله بهما يوم القيامة سوارين من نار؟ فألقتهما. رواه ثلاثة وإسناده قوي. وسعاه الحاكم من حديث عائشة. حديث 499 narrated عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه on his father's authority from his grandfather رضي الله عنهما. A woman came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she was accompanied by her daughter who wore two gold bangles in her hands. She was accompanied by her daughter who wore two gold bangles in her hands. He asked her, do you pay their zakah? She said no. He then said, Will you be pleased if Allah puts two bangles of fire on you in their place on the day of resurrection? Thereupon she threw them away. She threw them away. Reported by Al-Thalatha, the three, and its chain of narrators is strong. It is authenticated by Al-Hakim from Aisha Hadith radiallahu anha. In this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw this woman with her daughter, and that daughter had gold bangles in her hands, Prophet, he asked the mother, if the mother pays the zakah of her daughter's gold, which is where she said no. Prophet then asked this question, will you be pleased if Allah puts two bangles of fire on you instead of this? And then she threw them. People of knowledge, based on this hadith and other adillah, they differ the ruling on the zakah on the woman, the gold that the woman they wear. Mature scholars, they say there is no zakah on the gold that the woman they wear. Just like there is no zakah on their clothes, on the, what they use it. What person uses, there is no zakah on it. There's no zakah on your car, on your horse, the one you use it, on your clothes, on your houses. Yes. Yes, there's no zakah. So, because this is something you use it, it's not linnama, it's not something growing it. Therefore, they say those major scholars, there's no zakah also, the goal with the women they were. Because of, it doesn't grow. On some ulama, they say, no, there is zakah. There is zakah, and the adilla they use, this hadith, one of it. They say this hadith is authentic, and this, not even a woman, a young girl was wearing this gold. And the Prophet mentioned that there must be zakah. And they say, since the hadith is authentic, then there is zakah on the gold that the woman they wear. That's the opinion of Sheikh Abbas and Sheikh Al-Albani, the ulama of our time. Al-Muhim. Because the hadith, they say, is authentic. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها كانت تلبس حديث 500 وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها كانت تلبس أوضاحا من ذهب فقالت يا رسول الله أكنزه فقال إذا أديت زكاته فليس بكنز رواه أبو داود والدارقطني وصححه الحاكم. Narrated Umm Salma, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of the Prophet Sallam, that day she was wearing gold bangles, and she said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, is this is a treasure?" He replied, "Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's not treasure. If you pay the zakah, do on it." If you pay the zakah, do on it. It's not then kenz. The kenz which Allah mentioned in Quran, those who don't pay the zakah from the kenz, then they will be burned in hellfire. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ Those who make the dhahab, the gold and silver as kenz, treasure. Then the female, the sahabiyah, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, asked the Messenger ﷺ, if this is kenz, he said yes, unless you pay the zakah, then it's not. It is not a treasure. If you pay the zakah, do on it. Reported by Abu Dawood and Ad-Darqutni al-Hakim, great is sahih, authentic. So this is one of the hadith. وعن سمر بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا أن نخرج الصدقة من الذي نعده للبيع. رواه أبو داود وإسناده لين. Narrated Samura ibn Jundub, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to order us to pay the zakah from what we have set aside for trade. To pay the zakah, the zadaqah from what we have set aside for trade. Abu Dawud reported it, and it is chain is weak. Is weak. In this hadith, it shows that there is zakah due on the urud tijara, what is intended for trading. What's intended for trading, to sell it. You make cars, you have car, you car, you are your car dealer, you make cars for sale, there is zakah on those cars. Your house for sale, there is zakah. Land for sale, there is zakah. Because of this hadith. And كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا أن نخرج الصدقة من الذي نعده للبيع. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to order us to pay the zakah from what we have set aside for trade. Thus becomes known to us that all commercial merchandise is subject to the obligation of zakah payment. This hadith, as Hafidh here mentioned, is weak. And any other hadith showing, specific hadith showing there is zakah on the merchant, there is zakah on the product which is being sold, because it's being sold. The ulama like Sheikh Al-Albani, they disauthenticate. So the ulama, they differ the ruling of paying zakah on the mala, on the commercial merchandise. Majority of them, and some of them, they mention is consensus, ijma, that there is zakah on it. Some ulama like Sheikh Albani, they negate the existence of that consensus. They say, no, there is no zakah on it, because there is no proof for that. The majority scholar, they use the general adilla, general ayat, hadith, that anyone who has gold, has silver, must pay the zakah. Like the ayah Allah mentioned in Surah Tawbah, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا كَسَبْتُمْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. So they say these general ayat shows to pay the zakah from what you earn. And those other ulama who say there's no zakah on it, Sheikh Albani, whoever before him, they say these ayat are general. These hadith are general. Then the hadith of mentioning the animal, the goats, the sheep, the food, the deities, the gold, the silver, the wheat, those hadith specify the ruling. So you don't take the generality, while already this generality has been specified, has been explained, what are the animal, what are the food, what is the animal, what is the money, the currency which the zakah is on, how much it is. As for merchandise, they say nothing shows that. Ala kulli hal, the majority of scholars, they see there is zakah on the al-urud at-tijar. And that's more safe, because that's the opinion of the almost 99 of the scholars, if you put that way. Most of the people of knowledge. Wal-ilmu inda Allah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وفي الركاز الخمس. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said a fifth is payable on burial treasure. A burial treasure. Any wealth excavated from earth is rikaz. Any wealth on the ground is rikaz. A hidden treasure, provided the same belongs to an era of non-Muslims. It's a must to pay one-fifth of its contents to the Islamic treasury. It doesn't involve the condition that the deposit be made after the lapse of 1 year period. So somebody, he got now a money from somewhere. He got a gold. And this is from the old money, from early people, Jahiliyyah. You get a big treasure from the, yes, there is account. This hadith called by Bukhari and Muslim. And that should be 1/5. This is not, it will not be said 1 year round. No, it has nothing to do 1 year round. Not it should be said 20 dinaran, that ruling. No, this is 1/5 of it. So if you find a gold from the ground, from the Jahiliyyah people, okay, $1 million, okay, that is accounted, which is 1/5 of it. How much you should pay as a zakah? 200,000. Right away, take this 800.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حديث 503 وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جدي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في كنز وجده رجل في خريبة إن وجدته في قرية مسكونة فعرفه وإن وجدته في قرية غير مسكونة ففيه وفي الركاز الخمس على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كنز وجده رجل في خربة إن وجدته في قرية مسكونة فعرفه وإن وجدته في قرية غير مسكونة ففيه وفي الركاز الخمس أخرجه ابن ماجه بإسناد حسن نار عمرو بن شعيب on his father's authority from his grandfather may Allah be pleased with them Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said regarding a treasure which was found by a man at the site of Khariba, ruins. Ruins where it's destroyed. He salam said, if you find it in an inhabited village where people live, reside, you must make the matter known. Fa'arifu. But if you find it in an inhabited village, place nobody live, people who used to live, they died long time ago. A fifth is payable on it and a buried treasure. A fifth is payable on it and on buried treasure. Ibn Majah reported it through a Hassan, a good chain of narrators. In this hadith, the Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that if somebody find treasure, he find gold, he find silver, he find money take the same rule of gold and silver. If he find from somewhere, it will be look. If that area is the area where people live, then there's a possibility it belongs to those people. In this case, what he will do? فعرفه. He make it, he announce it. How long he will announce it? 1 year. Just like now, if you find, you go out of the masjid, you find, for instance, $5,000 or $1,000 outside the masjid. What will you do? You take it, put it in your right pocket and go? No. You went around the bank and you find $1 million there. You take it and you leave? No. If you know who this money belongs to, you give it to him. If not, you announce it whole year. Whoever miss, whoever lost his money, he let me know. You go to where people gather, Madan, wherever there's expectation, these people, our time you announce on the newspaper, and the like in the media, you don't mention the number. You have that secret for you, the number, how much it is, what it consists of. So nobody, just a claim. And then you announce. If someone comes to you and you verify he's the owner, you give it to him. If he doesn't come, what will happen? And the year ends. You take it. You take it. It's your money. Unless he comes, you give to him. Okay. So if you get this in an area where people live, this is how you treat it. But how about in an area where nobody lives? The people who most likely this treasure belongs to, they already died. Now it takes the rule. Second rule, which is you take it right away, it's yours, but you pay the zakah 1/5 of it. هذا الكلام مفهوم؟ Yes, understandable. Last hadith in this chapter. وعن بلال ابن حارث رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ من المعادن القبلية الصدقة. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ من المعادن القبلية الصدقة رواه داود. ناري بلال ابن حارث رضي الله عنه. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the sadaqah on the mines. The Prophet Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the zakah on the mines of Al-Qabaliyah. Reported by Abu Dawud, Al-Qabaliyah. Al-Qabaliyah is the name of a place located on the sea coast at a distance of about 5 days journey by camel riding from Al-Medina. In this last hadith, in this chapter, that there is zakah also, al-ma'adin. Al-ma'adin is the mines. Those also on the ground, like the any valuable things on the ground. Ma'adin, very those. Tayyib. Yes, Ma'adin, yeah. Ma'adin. Not that long. In Sudan, they found a place full of how much gold. So much gold, millions of dollars. They found for early people, and all is idols. Idol, they make idol, a king or someone they worship. He died, they make around him a gold. Everywhere is a goal. And they make him next to him other idols, keeping him, safeguarding him. Idol made of gold. They get it. نعم. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.